Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Sarah.
I'm Liz.
And this is the It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast.
Turkey leg, turkey leg. Did you watch That's a Raven?
I did, but I don't know what that is.
There's like an episode when, I don't remember why, she's doing like a monologue about a turkey leg. And it came to mind because I was thinking of things to talk about and how it's, we just came off of Thanksgiving and that's what came to mind.
Happy Thanksgiving, Liz.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sarah. Hey, thanks. Thanks for all you do. That was my like New Yorker like saying
thanks. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for all you, you know, do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks to you.
Thank you. So how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. I spent some quality time with my parents, quality time with family members. They're not really my family. They're my family friends, mm-hmm. but we call them family because they've always been a part of my life. Mm-hmm. And met my cousin's girlfriend. So yeah, it was really nice. Played with their puppies and ate great food and couldn't walk because I was so full by the end of the day on Thursday. And I was, you know, everyone was essentially asleep in their chair by like 6 p.m. because we were all so full. Mm-hmm. And that's a good sign. That's a sign of a good Thanksgiving.
I completely agree.
How about you? How was yours?
Mine was great. I spent it with my boyfriend's family. And one tradition that they have is they always sing Christmas carols at the end of the meal. Because like a lot of them, like I'm Jewish, obviously. So I was like the butt of the joke. Like, do you know this one? But they had like little booklets for me to follow, which was really nice.
That's cute.
And I thought it was like,
did you know all of them?
I knew most of them. But then there were some that I was like, who knew there was another verse to this song? Like mm-hmm. Silver Bells. Do you know anything besides Silver Bells? It's Christmas time in the city. Like what don't comes
even
after
know,
that?
Don't even know.
You don't know that one?
No.
Okay, yeah. So, hey, we're Jewish. Shalom. So that was really fun and nice, and we got really full. And what was your favorite? We talked about it pre-Thanksgiving, but what was your
favorite dish?
Main act of your Thanksgiving? What was your favorite thing? Your favorite dish?
Let me think. So the desserts are always different. I really, last time when you asked me, I thought they were always the same, but mm-hmm. I realized I was just thinking about one specific year.
Mm-hmm. Really stuck out in your brain.
Yeah, for sure. This year, they had these like peanut butter cookies and I love peanut butter cookies so much. They also had a coconut cake. The desserts are just always fire.
They're flames. They're fire flames.
Flames, like emoji fire.
Mm-hmm. They slap.
I'd say the peanut butter cookies really like did something to me. Mm. Like really like they I was full but I kept going kind of thing.
You had the extra peanut butter stomach. Peanut butter cookie stomach.
Yeah. Have you heard me talk about that before?
No, but Chris always talks about it. Like you have an extra stomach for French fries.
Oh my God. I have never heard anyone else say that except for me.
Oh my God. You guys should start a podcast about your extra stomachs.
I always say I have two stomachs. Like I have the main course stomach and then I have the dessert stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And like no matter how full the main stomach gets, the dessert stomach is always
ready, open. Willing and able.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Regardless of how full the main stomach is. I always talk about that. It's so funny.
It is funny.
What about you? Main dish? Favorite food?
So weirdly, like, you know how every family has their traditions. Every family also has their dish that, like, is sort of unique, I feel like. And Chris's cousin Leah made this broccoli casserole, and I never stopped talking about it because the recipe was so simple, but it tasted so good. She basically, it's like green bean casserole, but it's a little bit crunchier. Like, she uses Ritz crackers, like, for the crunch. And the whole time I was eating it, I was like, this tastes so familiar because, you know, Ritz crackers taste familiar. Yeah. Like they don't taste like any other cracker. Mm-hmm. And they just tasted so like familiar and delicious. And it also made me, I was so happy to eat them because I was to eat it because I was like, well, I could make this. So right. That was exciting for me. A new development. Do you have green bean casserole at your Thanksgiving?
Nope. We had turkey, gravy, different types of potatoes. We didn't have mash this year. We didn't have
mashed potatoes. So what kind of potatoes did you have?
We had rosemary seasoned potatoes.
Like baked potatoes?
No, just like.
This is how much we don't know about like.
I don't know anything about food. I just eat it. That's why every time you ask me about dishes, I get like kind of like anxious.
Wait, what do you mean about like what shape were the potatoes in?
Like just like cooked potatoes.
Were they fully like, did they hand them to you on your plate fully?
No.
Were they sliced?
Yes. Sliced. They were like thin sliced potatoes.
Okay, so they were like, I think those are scalloped potatoes.
And then broccoli, they had, we had this cauliflower that had a lot of like Parmesan in it.
Oh yeah.
It was so good. What else? No stuffing this year, but TBH, I was still very content with the meal. I was very happy. What else did we have? We had a lot of wine.
I was going to say, was drinking a part of
drinking, yeah, drinking always starts. So essentially what happens is we get there. We go to the same place every year. We get to their house in Long Island. There's always like cheese and crackers first with wine. And then everyone's like drinking wine, catching up. And then like 40 minutes later, we go to the table. We bring our wine glasses and then the meal kicks off. And then, you know, we have the turkey, the potatoes, the broccoli, the cauliflower. They had cornbread that I legitimately kept being like, my mom was next to me. I was like, Mom, one more piece, please. She like kept passing them over. I was like, just one more, because it was really good. And so the cornbread was really good. And then, you know, and then we kind of chill for a little bit and then we bring out dessert and coconut cake, peanut butter cookies. My mom brought these little mini desserts from Whole Foods, and it was like this these mini chocolate cheesecakes, like individual size. I had one that was really good, and then obviously had some fruit, and that was it. And I ate until I couldn't walk, and then I left.
So do you want to talk about peak and pit of the week?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. I'm only asking you so that I can tell you mine.
I know. Liz, I know how it works. My pit of the week is right now, and we will get into this more for today's episode, but my pit of the week is that, you know, it's always nice to have a little holiday break, and when it comes to a close, there's definitely a pit that I feel that totally. I think is very common, but my peak of the week was my Jonas Brothers concert that I went to in Atlantic City, and I know that I've been to a bunch of them, but, you know, this one was just me and my friend Jenny, and the two of us got, like, really drunk, and we just had a really fun time, and Nick looked at me during the concert, kind of gave me a little eyebrow raise and a nod.
Oh, yeah.
Always feels good to be acknowledged by my boys, and, you know, that was really fun. So, what about you?
My pit was coming home last night, so we're recording this the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which we're going to talk about, but I came home last night to try and avoid like the craziness of the travel, and I did, so that was great. Like, there wasn't really any hiccups with the traveling home or traveling to Philadelphia, but I just like had a really hard time, because it just coming back after a holiday is really hard, and saying bye to my family and to my boyfriend is always really hard, but there was something about yesterday that just hit different. And I had a long train ride where I think I talked once on the podcast about leaning into my sadness, and I was just like playing my feels playlist, because I'm the kind of person that's like, if I feel sad, it doesn't make me feel better to like try and listen to happy music. It makes me like angry. So I need to let myself feel the sadness for a while, knowing that like it'll go away. So I did that, and it was really hard, but I feel a lot better today, because I think coming home Saturday was actually like a good idea, and I got to be productive today. So my peak of the week was
TikTok. Just kidding.
Oh my god, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My peak of the well, that's a really good one. My peak of the week was Sarah introduced TikTok into my life, which I had seen TikToks like on other apps. Like I'd seen them on Instagram and I kind of had a sense for what it was, but I recently finally downloaded the app, and it's just like really I'm really into it, and I'm really too. I just like I like
I'm
it
obsessed.
Because it's like I think sociologically very interesting, like what's going on with Gen Z. Like it makes me feel more connected to that group of people, and I'm also just like I love internet things that are meant to be fun and like funny, and I think the internet so often is like a very dark and scary place, but when you have these collective videos that go viral, and the thing that I like about TikTok is that people use other people's audio, other people's dance moves to like make their own versions, and not in a way that's like I'm stealing, but in a way that's like I like that you did that, so I'm gonna mimic it. And I just think that that's it's fun, and I'm learning all about it. Sarah's like teaching me a little bit, because
I just got into it last week.
Yeah,
and there's all these TikToks right now that are trending all about like the progression of your experience on TikTok, and I relate to it so hard. Like this one guy does a TikTok where he's like, day one, this isn't even funny. Day two, they look alike. Okay, they kind of look alike. Day three, hey, love this song. No, bro, like I still don't like it. Don't look at me like that. Day four, laughing really hard. Day five. So like, literally, sorry if you're listening with headphones, but like, that is the exact experience I've had. Like, mm-hmm. day one, I was like, I guess I will finally download this thing. I keep getting advertisements targeted towards me. Like, people keep talking about it. I see it on Instagram. Like, fine, I'll download the damn TikTok. I downloaded it, and day one, I didn't get any of the jokes. And I was like, I guess some of these things are funny, but like, I didn't really get it. Day seven, I literally, it's like the funniest thing to me, and totally. It's addictive. And I also think that, like, you know, our brains are kind of wired to enjoy the scrolling and consuming quick content.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. And you know what I love about it? It allows for so much creativity, and people are just so funny and so creative.
So creative.
And what I also like about it so much is that you don't need to follow. It's not like Instagram where you have to follow people and see the people that you follow's content. Mm-hmm. If you're on your home for you page, you just get to like scroll through different people from around the world's content. And it doesn't matter if you follow them or not. It doesn't matter like how famous they are. People's videos just go viral because they're funny. It's like TikTok appreciates good content.
Totally. The only people I've seen that are famous that came up organically were Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince. He's the one that does, he's Carlton.
Will Smith too.
Will Smith I did see, but I found him through the other one, and also the Eagles were on there, which was fun.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
I don't see, like, there's like Kim Kardashian's not on there, and obviously like I'd love if she was because it'd be hilarious, but you're right, like it's all organic, it's content with people who go viral. That,
like,
totally.
You don't like, just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean you can make good TikTok videos.
Agreed. And I think that's like a big, that's how Vine sort of was too. And TikTok mm-hmm. definitely is like, I mean, you can't deny it's like very, very similar to Vine. Very. But the length of the videos and like the creative leeway that you have on the app itself makes it, I think, different. And it's just mm-hmm. like a new version for the younger generation, which right. is super fun.
And I appreciate people who can take old apps that worked and
reinvent
them yeah. for something else. Life is about learning from what didn't work and
totally.
Old mistakes and reinventing. So
agreed. And it definitely has been helpful this weekend when I was like traveling and feeling sad, and it's Sunday and we're going to talk about Sunday scaries, which is, I think, kind of an annoying, honestly, like I don't like the term because it just sounds like losery. Dark. Like,
oh really?
Well, it sounds dark, but it's also like, and Sunday scaries, like it just like yeah. I do have Sunday scaries, but there's something about talking about it that makes me feel like it's not serious. And I think it's like really serious. And we're going to talk about that today. But before we do, I wanted to remind everyone of something that can maybe help them with their Sunday scaries. Mm-hmm. So
I think BetterHelp can definitely help people with that, especially since counselors on BetterHelp are available to chat at any day and any time.
Yeah, even when you're off work, therapists are always available to text, call, or video chat when needed. You just pay a monthly subscription fee to gain access to the service.
You can sign up for BetterHelp using our code today for 10% off your first month of service. Just go to betterhelp.com, that's betterhelp.com/itsfine for 10% off. Do it, people.
Love it. I love that, like, even on a Sunday when you're probably busy and other people are off work and getting ready for work, that you can, like, have someone to chat with you
totally.
through that tough time. So, Sarah,
getting into today's topic.
Yes.
Were you going to ask me something?
Yes.
Okay.
Sarah, what are Sunday scaries?
Sunday scaries are the anxiety or fear or pit in your stomach that you get on Sunday specifically, because the majority of people start their weeks back up on Monday morning. And it's kind of like that pit in your stomach feeling that you get on like a Sunday afternoon or night when you have to go back to your regular day-to-day work on Monday. Do you have anything to add to the definition?
No, you're right. And I think the reason that this was top of mind for us today was just because we had a holiday this week. So everyone pretty much had like a 4-day weekend, or at least like Thursday off. And so this particular Sunday is very scary because we all were off of work for a while. And so it makes the impact harder. Like, it feels mm-hmm. like tomorrow will be even harder and scarier than mm-hmm. other Mondays. But I think what you're saying is right. And interestingly, when I was reading up on it, the anxiety itself is not because of something currently happening. It's like anticipatory. So mm-hmm. the phenomenon is like, it's really, like, at its core, what anxiety feels like, because sometimes anxiety isn't coming from your surroundings being particularly scary or traumatic. It's just this feeling of, like, something's coming. And I think that a lot of people probably experience it, you're right, because of the way, like, our work week is set up. And even if you're, like, a student, I know a lot of people, like, when I was in college, a lot of us did our work on Sundays. So, like, we would go out Friday, Saturday, whatever, and then Sunday was like, okay, we got to get serious because mm-hmm. the week is coming.
In college?
In college, yeah.
I feel like that was always my life.
Yeah, I guess so. In high school, too.
In high school, too. It was for sure. Sunday nights, you're grinding away at the homework that you delayed for the weekend.
Yeah. So I think that can be just – it's challenging because Sunday is the day when you want to, like, rest and recuperate from whatever you did over the weekend. A lot of people use Sunday as a day to either, like, start the week. Like, I'm going to do all my things. I'm going to go to the grocery store, meal prep, or clean my apartment or whatever. But sometimes you just, like, want to rest and not do anything. Mm-hmm. And maybe the weekend should be longer. But I do think that it can be, like, just a really, it's just a hard thing. It's no matter how your Sunday's going, like, I have a really hard time getting through them.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And I think a big part of Sundays as well is that people tend to leave their, like, grocery shopping and their laundry and kind of like those adulting tasks for Sundays. And those can also be pretty daunting when you wake up on Sunday morning and you're like, oh, I have to take care of, like, my life things today so that I can get back to work tomorrow and have, like, a successful week. And it can just be, you know, it's just like you don't want to do it. You wake up on Sunday morning and you're like, I don't want to do these life things and I don't want to go back to work tomorrow. And especially after, like, as Liz said, a break like Thanksgiving. Like, I've been off since Wednesday, mm-hmm. haven't gone on to into the office since Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So that's a long time. And then, like, going back to work and having to put in that energy again and, you know, be professional again or whatever you do, like, you have to put in thought and effort, and mm-hmm. you can't just, like, lay around. And it can definitely be scary, but I think that once you get to Monday morning, like, you already feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, that feeling on Sunday where it's scary.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. And I remember talking about this with my therapist once and saying how usually my Sunday scaries last until the commute to work. And then mm-hmm. once I get to work, I feel a little bit better because I think there's something about facing what's potentially making me so anxious that makes me feel better.
Absolutely.
Like, there have definitely been Mondays when
that
makes me feel better.
Okay.
Why? Were you thinking that I was going to say the opposite?
I was just going to say, like, I'll say it after.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, like, there have definitely been Mondays when I come in and there's a lot to do, but that, I mean, maybe it doesn't make it better, but it makes my anxiety different. Like, there's this something about Sunday that feels, like, existentially really bad, and I'm kind of, it makes me confused about, like, not just my week, but my life. Like, what am I going to do? I feel confused. I just saw my family. I just saw my boyfriend, and now I'm, like, here alone. And there's a sense, there really is a sense of, like, loneliness on Sundays mm-hmm. that even when I get to work, and work can certainly make me anxious, it's, like, that type of anxiety of, like, that I was experiencing on Sunday is almost replaced on Monday, and I get to experience a different anxiety. But I think there's just something about the day itself that is, like, incredibly isolating.
I think personally the anxiety that I feel on Sundays are directly related to the work that I have going on at work. So today the anxiety I've been experiencing is surrounding like the actual things I have going on at work and mm-hmm. like the problems that I know that are happening mm-hmm. and, like, some of the solutions I have to find to those problems tomorrow morning. And, like, you know, a lot of times you leave on Friday and you're like, okay, this wasn't finished or this wasn't solved, but I only have Friday night and Saturday day until this anxiety is going to come up again, so I'm going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday comes and now I have to think again about, you know, how I'm going to solve those issues from last week.
Yeah.
So on Wednesday, I technically had the day off, but I ended up working from home the whole day mm-hmm. because we have a lot of pressing things going on at work right now. And I worked all day Wednesday, but I couldn't work on Thursday. I had to be with my family. And no one else was working. But I know that there are things that need to be done. Mm-hmm. It feels like I have a huge mountain to climb tomorrow morning. And, like, I'm getting nervous about, like, climbing the mountain. Like, I'm sure once I start and I get there to work tomorrow and I am already, like, diving myself into those issues and finding solutions and talking to the team and working on these things again. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But thinking about the mountain I have to climb ahead of me is like, okay, really this scary. Feels like a lot. Mm-hmm. It feels like a heavy weight on my shoulder. So I'm just like anxious to get going.
I know. Right. That's what I was kind of trying to explain, but it's hard because like, I don't love going to work on Mondays, but there's something about like that type of anxiety about like getting to work and having a bunch of tasks in front of you that's so different from the Sunday when you're just thinking about all the things that could possibly go wrong.
Right. That's what I'm experiencing right now.
Yeah. And I think it's nice to talk about it because I think everyone experience. I really think everyone experiences it in some way. Maybe yeah. some people less so than others. But it's hard because the day itself is set up to like prepare us for the week. So we use it as the day when we're like getting ready for all the things. And it's just mm-hmm. it really like I don't know. There's this I talked about like the loneliness thing. Even though everyone experiences it, and we all can commiserate and say like, oh, it's Sunday. And we Sarah and I often record on Sunday, so we like spend a lot of time together. It still feels lonely. Mm-hmm. Like I love being around you, but sometimes I'm just like,
mm-hmm. no, I know.
I feel like there's no one in the world who feels this way,
right?
Besides me,
I feel the exact same way, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And it's not just because of this job, this situation right now that I'm feeling this way. Like mm-hmm. this has been a feeling that I've experienced many times in different situations, different living situations, different careers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely think that finding something to be excited about on Monday is really helpful. For example, I have therapy on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something I really look forward to. And even though tomorrow might be a challenging work day, I know that right after work, I have the ability to go right to therapy. Mm-hmm. So that's something I really look forward to. And I'm really glad that I have it on Mondays because for me, it's like the perfect time to kind of just like, okay, like I had my Monday. How did it actually go? You were stressed on Sunday. How did it go on Monday? And like kind of let out my anxieties for the week to come, let out feelings that I had about the day, like things that happened over the weekend. So it seems like a really good time to like regroup with my therapist. But yeah, I think that Sundays can be really lonely and it feels like no one else is going through it. And especially after Thanksgiving weekend, like I know a lot of people see family that they don't always see. And yeah. like you saw your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it's always like really tough to go back to work after you've like left people that you really care about.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it. You know,
I think so too. And like there is something about work and the American workplace that's like you just feel lonely. That doesn't mean I want to like work with my family or my right. friends, but like I don't know, you just it's
I also think
it's
New
hard.
York's a big I think we live in New York City and New York's like pretty tough.
It's just taxing and it's tough on the spirit. It doesn't it sit is. Right with the spirit.
Morale's low sometimes on
morale's
Sundays
low.
In New York.
It really is. And I definitely like what you're saying about finding something that you can look forward to on Monday and even finding something to look forward to on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like for me, the Kardashians is on at 9 on Sundays. All right. And when it's not, it's either like an award show or I'm traveling anyway. So I think people maybe finding something that you can do on Sundays that's like very healing for you. And it's not a chore. It's not mm-hmm. like, oh, I have to go grocery shopping. Oh, I have to meal prep. Oh, I have to clean. Like mm-hmm. unless you maybe you like those things and those are healing for you. Everyone's thing is different. Mm-hmm. But if you maybe do like a face mask on Sunday night or if you light candles on Sunday night and
ritual.
Read.
Yeah.
Or there are things that you can do that may feel a little bit daunting but can help your week ahead seem much more conquerable. I don't mm-hmm. know if that's a word. But like you're explaining yeah. the things that you have to do this week maybe at work, and it might be helpful to write down not necessarily what you have to do at work but things that are bothering you and things that feel like a challenge mm-hmm. and if that means you're able to check off boxes of ways that you can you know sort of combat those feelings, or if you're just writing down your feelings to get it out, I think that can be really helpful. So from totally. Like 9 to 10 on Sunday nights, you make it a point to like light a candle, write down things for as long as like you can, and then reading a book mm-hmm. just so you're kind of out of the constant like you know barrage of media that's in your face all the mm-hmm. time. Like I think it probably is a good idea to yeah. get off your phone a little bit. I know that how hard that can be, and I know how much phones can be a source of comfort to people. Like we were just talking about TikTok.
Yeah.
But okay, so like replace the ritual. If you want to do like a half hour of TikTok, 8 to 8:30, like mm-hmm. watch TikTok, then put your phone away, and then like start winding down.
Also, like the thing with phones, and I think you're getting at this, but using our phones makes our brains like
so overactive.
Super overactive. And like, imagine like a mouse, no, a hamster, hamster on a wheel. Like when you're on your phone, that's what your brain is doing.
Yeah.
When you're off your phone and you're reading, your brain starts to calm down. The hamster starts to slow down and get off the wheel so that you can have a peaceful and full sleep. But when your brain is a hamster on the wheel going super, super fast, until the minute you close your eyes and go to sleep, you're probably actually not going to have as good of a sleep.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be as deep of a sleep as you want because your brain is still super active until the minute that you're going to sleep. And that's what phones and media do to us. And I'm really guilty of being on TikToks until I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But I've heard that the way to have a more peaceful and full sleep is by avoiding being on your phone like the minutes before you go to bed.
Yeah.
I think another thing I really like that you said, like, write it down, because sometimes on Sundays, like, all of my anxiety feels like it's like bottling up and piling on top of one another. And it feels mm-hmm. like tomorrow is just this like huge day that I need to conquer. Like, as you were saying.
Right.
But sometimes if you can pinpoint what it is that's scaring you about Monday. So like for me, it's certain things at work that are scaring me. And if I write them down and in my head, I can come up with some type of plan for how I'm going to conquer those things tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Suddenly it doesn't feel as much as like this day that feels unconquerable. It just feels like another day and I have to complete these tasks that I've written down. I've already acknowledged how I'm going to do it. So like sometimes that can help feel like it's less like a million things piled on top of each other, but like separating each anxiety and like talking through each one so that you can, what's the word I'm looking for?
Compartmentalize. Yeah.
That really helps me.
Yeah. I think it's a useful tool. I think sometimes the hurdle though is like getting to that place. I just have a hard time on Sundays. Like, I kind of know a lot of the things that would help me, but I have a hard time getting scrolling on phone to taking out journal and writing. Same. And I think most people do. And I think a lot of the people who listen are probably pretty literate when it comes to things that you can do to help yourself. But it really can sometimes be that mental and sometimes physical hurdle of like stopping,
actually doing
scrolling, put your phone down and doing something that's more healing for you than being
It's really hard. It's really hard. And like, especially when you have anxiety on Sunday night, like the last thing you want to do is like, I mean,
write it down and like face it.
Exactly.
And look at it.
It's really, really hard. TikToks for me have really distracted me from my, seriously, they've really distracted me from my anxiety. So like, that's why it's so fun. You know, I don't want to stop.
Right. And I think that's why I'm saying, I think maybe it's okay to allow yourself like 30 minutes of using it and then 30 minutes to read, 30 minutes to write, 30 minutes to just like sit in your thoughts.
Yep.
We really don't like to do that. Like, especially, I mean, I think a lot of people who listen, your podcast listeners, you're constantly having voices in your ear, which is great in so many ways. Like, you want to consume things. And I think that's wonderful. I think podcasts are so helpful, but sometimes I put podcasts on because I don't want to be alone in my brain.
Same.
And I need to be able to do that a little bit more because I might find out that the things that I'm hiding from are not as scary as I'm making them out to be. And I think that that's like so much of what Sunday to Monday really is like hiding from what you think is going to like really be your downfall. Like, oh, tomorrow's the day I'm going to get fired. Tomorrow's the day they're going to keep me in the office until 2 a.m. and I already have something scheduled. Like, you think all of these scary things are going to happen. Could they happen? Sure. But like, if you write down or you sit with the idea of those bad things maybe happening and you kind of theorize how to go through the steps to make sure your day is a little bit easier, your Monday will probably be a lot better. And hopefully maybe then your Sundays will get easier, because I think there's like a lot of conditioning. Monday is set up to be like, oh, back to work, back to the grind, back to school. But if you condition your brain to see Sunday to Monday as a little bit less of such a crazy
like
transition.
A drastic change.
Exactly. Yeah. Then maybe you will start to see Sundays a little bit differently.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now in therapy, I'm working on not letting my anxieties, like not letting my brain come up with all of these like intricate stories that might happen to me. So part of that is like on Sunday, I'm convinced that on Monday, all of these bad things are going to happen to me at work. And I'm working on kind of just sitting with them. And that doesn't necessarily mean telling my brain like that's not going to happen, because these things might happen.
Right.
Because what's going to happen is what's going to happen. And listen, this is really hard to do. Like, I have not mastered this at all.
Yeah.
But kind of preventing myself from spiraling into these different possibilities mm-hmm. and just acknowledging that like different things might happen and that's totally okay. And I don't know what's going to happen yet. So kind of trying to stay present and not allowing myself to spiral
is helpful.
That's what I'm working on right now, but it's really hard.
One expression that I've heard a couple times, I don't know where I originally heard it. Maybe my dad said, don't worry twice. And obviously it's easier said than done, but I really like it because basically it means you don't have to worry about what you're going to be worried about, mm-hmm. which is really anxiety. Like that is what I do. Mm-hmm. But if I'm worried about what I might be worried about tomorrow, then I'm worrying twice. Mm-hmm. And so trying to like you said, compartmentalize and put certain anxieties in one box that you can tackle and other anxieties, not saving them for tomorrow, but waiting to see what will come up mm-hmm. and dealing with those as they come. Because if you're trying to, what's the game with the whack-a-mole? If you're trying mm-hmm. to whack-a-mole anxieties that like you don't even know what they are yet, mm-hmm. then it's going to be really hard to mm-hmm. whack-a-mole them.
Right. And like planning for things you think are going to happen, even though like they very may well not happen.
Right. It takes up too much space in
your
brain.
It's so much space. It's so much effort and energy. And then you feel exhausted.
Agreed.
Like Sunday nights I'm tired because I feel like I was anxious the whole day.
Totally. And like who knows, really hard. You spent the weekend relaxing, then you're probably tired because you were relaxing. If you mm-hmm. spent the weekend doing stuff, then you're tired.
And you're like, now I need a weekend. Right.
I need a weekend for my weekend. Right.
Side note, I keep like thinking about this one TikTok I saw this weekend.
Let's hear it.
This is not supposed to stereotype at all, but it was hilarious. It was like how men prepare for sleep. It might have said Sunday night. I don't really remember, but it was in general. It was like how men prepare for bed. It was basically like men turn the light off, go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then women, it was like light the candle in like 10 different face washes, like the like essential oils going out the thing, like literally a 2-hour experience. And they were side by side. So the whole time that it was showing the woman's, the men was just light off.
Asleep the whole time. Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
It was so funny. But like those things are important. And like maybe like if more people did these rituals at night, maybe you would have more peaceful sleeps and you would wake up feeling more ready for the day.
I agree. I was actually listening to a podcast where it was a Skinny Confidential, which gives a lot of great like routine advice. And Lauren asked her guest, what's your routine for the day? And the girl said, well, I like having a morning routine and a wind down routine because you don't know what's going to happen in the middle. So having those things that are grounding in the beginning of the day and the end of the day can really keep you grounded. And you know that you will always do those things mm-hmm. no matter like what happens in the middle of the day. So I thought that was really special. And yeah, it's hilarious. Like, sometimes
consistency is nice.
Consistency, no, for sure. And yeah. It can help you just like feel grounded when everything around you is who knows what's going mm-hmm. on.
Wait, but it's hilarious.
What?
Sorry, you were like, it's hilarious.
Oh, no, I was going to say it's hilarious the way that men, like not all men, but a lot of men are people like who don't think about the essential oils, like we'll do things yeah. to just go to bed, like, all right, light off, good night.
Yeah.
Whereas I think a lot of women and especially just people in our generation are so We're on our phones so much that we need to do all these extra things to be able to go to sleep well.
Yeah.
And that includes and that's like essential oils and candles and whatever. And I am an advocate for those things because I don't think phones are going anywhere and we can keep trying to do things that like we should try to use them less. Mm-hmm. But there are things that we can do to help our brains to calm down because totally. We've been using our, to calm down.
Calm down.
Because we've
Karen.
Been using our phones all day. So I totally. Think that
totally.
I think that having these rituals that you could do Sundays, Mondays, that help keep you grounded are really great.
I found an article.
Where is it from?
The Muse.
Ooh.
Do you mind?
No.
If I talk about it?
Talk about it.
Okay, great. It's called Five Ways to Shut Your Sunday Scaries Down for Good. So I want to just briefly go over them.
Okay.
And we can talk about if we find them helpful, if we've done them, what our thoughts are.
If we think they're bogus.
Yeah. So the first one is plan some fun. Forget the guilt. You can and should make Sunday a fun day. Long before the weekend begins, take a moment to proactively schedule a fun activity, whether that's a long hike, a potluck dinner, et cetera, et cetera. Or if you're partial to Sunday being a day of rest and reflection, plan for something more relaxing like reading a book, writing in your journal, participating in a spiritual observance, or taking a long nap by the pool. Interesting.
Where does this person live?
Yeah. You might even make a ritual of it. Oh. I swear we didn't even read this article before the episode.
Love it though. I like that.
Plan something that you do every Sunday that makes you feel good. It doesn't have to be fancy. You could call an old friend to catch up, da da da, watch Netflix. As long as it's something you enjoy and look forward to, just make sure you stick to it. No checking email, no rescheduling on yourself, no doing what you think you should do instead. This all sounds simple, but I promise by scheduling an event that you're looking forward to on Sunday, you'll enjoy the weekend while it lasts instead of focusing on the fact that it's nearly over.
Okay. So what I do like about that is I think it's totally good to have fun things planned on Sunday. We don't have to use it as the day where we like are getting ready for right. the week. But practically, I think you then, if you're doing that, you should make time in the weekend or during the week to make sure you do those things that you like kind of avoid and keep till Sunday so that you don't like let those things fall by the wayside, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I think that we record this podcast on Sundays. And so that is kind of like our consistent ritual. Thing on yeah. Sunday. Like we don't record every Sunday, but when we do, like I know like how it's going to go and it's always our plan. But yeah, Sundays can definitely be fun days. And I've had some of my best weekend days on Sundays.
Agreed.
And it is really nice because it's not that I encourage distracting yourself from anxiety, but like it is nice when you're not spending the day anxious over Monday. You're just kind of enjoying the day while it's here.
Agreed. Are there other ones?
There are four others.
Okay, let's hear them.
Number two, move life maintenance to Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's really like interesting. What we just were talking about.
Yeah, but I think that we kind of just said like maybe do something fun on Sunday, but we never talked about like the life things and like when you should do that.
I had briefly mentioned like make sure you allot time for yourself on some other day when maybe it's a less scary thing to do,
right?
So that you have those things done so that you can have a more fun Sunday.
Totally.
So I like that, like using Friday as that, or doing maybe a little bit of it before work or after work.
Because it's like, let's say you have plans Friday night, but they don't start until later. Like maybe do your grocery shopping for 1 hour right after work.
Yeah, I love that.
Get it over with. Mm-hmm. Because grocery shopping, it's not like the whole day, but sometimes on Sunday, it feels like it's like such a big part of your Sunday.
Totally.
It could just be an hour after your work day on Friday.
I agree. And I think there's also a culture of like people in New York will often do happy hours or drinks after work on Friday. And it's right. like, you can go for an hour and a half and still go grocery shopping. That sounds fun. Like,
right.
I want to go to the grocery store with a buzz on. That right. sounds lit.
That does sound lit. Or like take up some time like early Saturday if you can get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And like do it in the morning so that you have the whole day ahead of you. But I really like that. I think I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
Maybe just I'll letting you too. Know.
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever want to go to Trader Joe's, let me know.
Hit me up.
Okay. Number three is be here now. Easier said than done.
For sure.
Sunday scaries stem from anticipating the future, worrying mm-hmm. about what will come in the week ahead, the work we have to do, conversations we'll need to have, the tasks big and small. Wow. Did we write this article?
I think we did.
And while looking ahead can be useful, it also takes away from the moment we're in. I will say that is pretty true. Like if you spend the whole day on Sunday being anxious about Monday, you're kind of losing your Sunday.
Yep.
So if you're just in the moment on Sunday, you take it as it comes and you do what you want to do in the moment and you're just kind of like, I'm enjoying my day. You'll have Monday will come whether you like it or not. So maybe just don't. I'm like, don't worry. And then it's like, oh, why didn't I think of that?
You silly girl. Like,
it's really, these are much easier said than done. But maybe, you know, I really enjoy going to yoga on Sundays. I didn't get to go today, but I like going to yoga on Sundays because it allows me to put my phone away for an hour and kind of be present. And being present is really hard for me because of anxiety.
Because of anxiety.
Because TM. Of anxiety, TM.
Losing people. Number four
is make Monday better. So we also kind of briefly said, like, find something to do on Monday.
Yeah, that's the first thing you said.
Yeah. Despite the collective moans heard around the world, Mondays, that's literally how it's written, Mondays don't have to be horrible. Sure, the start of the week means that our days off are over and there is work to be handled, but that doesn't mean you can make it, that doesn't mean you can't make it more palatable.
Yeah.
Or dare I say, even enjoyable.
Ooh, spooky.
You might create a Monday morning routine that lets your weekend vibe creep over. I think, okay, like I'm realizing a lot of, like I know 2019, was 2019 the year of realizing stuff or was that 2018?
That was like 2017.
Oh, okay. Well, this Sunday is the day of realizing stuff because now I'm like, if I can get myself to sleep, sometimes on Monday mornings, it can be really, really hard to wake up
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, okay, well, now I have to go conquer this Monday that I've been so anxious about. But if I can get myself to wake up an hour earlier, go to sleep an hour earlier the night before, and like
chill in bed but awake for an hour, I feel like that would be kind of nice. Like watch some Friends.
I'm a big proponent of that, and that's why I like getting up early and working out early. I don't have to be at work at an insanely early time, but I like getting up earlier so that I'm not rushed. Which I know is a very challenging feat to get over because no one likes getting up early, even if you get a substantial amount of sleep. But I'm with that. I think Chris always gets up early and like drinks coffee and goes on Twitter before he goes to work.
I feel like I need to start making myself a ritual. You know, it's, I feel like I say these things, but I don't actually do them.
Yeah.
Tonight, like now I'm inspired. Tonight, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to open a journal and I'm going to write things down that I want to start doing. And then I'm going to light a candle and read a book.
Do you have a book to read?
I have so many books to read.
Okay.
I have like a whole, remember Belle? I have a whole library.
Oh yeah, you do.
I love collecting books.
I have a book too that I started and I need to keep reading for my family book club. It's called The Institute by Stephen King.
I know Stephen. Yeah. I don't know The Institute.
It's a new one. That's why you don't know it. It's like very, very new. So reading it for Stephen family book King club.
Also
it's,
wrote It.
He and The Shining.
And The Shining.
We know things about books, you guys.
Yeah. He wrote a lot.
A lot of books. But I can definitely do that tonight. I'm going to watch The Kardashians, read for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to sleep. I'm having you all hold me accountable.
You're really inspiring me to like really come up with a ritual. So right now it is 6 p.m.
Okay.
After this, I'm going to eat my food and I'm going to be on TikTok until 7:30.
Okay.
At 7:30, I will get up. I will set an alarm. I will clean my room because I have some clean clothes I have to put away.
Okay.
By 8:15... I'm going to be in my bed with a candle on reading.
Okay,
that sounds like sounds impossible for me. Like, I don't know why, but like 8:15.
You can do it.
It's a little early. No, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And then if I'm asleep by 10, if my eyes are shut by 10, imagine the things I could do tomorrow morning.
A whole new
I
world.
I could go to yoga in the morning.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
I'm usually so anxious I'm up until like 12:30 on Sundays.
But you might not be anxious if you put all the things away. Like you write your things down, think about them, put your phone away. Good night.
For realsies.
What's number five? Are we on number five?
Okay, yeah, we are. So, wait, what is this about? Motivational. Number five is get a new job.
I'm feeling attacked.
I feel heard, seen, and attacked all
attacked
at once.
At the same time.
Okay, I'm gonna read this because Okay, this is likely a last resort and obviously easier said than done. But the reality is that if you find Sunday nights truly terrifying on a regular basis, then you probably need to find something better to look forward to on Monday mornings. Is this like triggering?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. If there aren't easy ways you can see to make your current job better, it might just be time to find a new job to head into every week. While no job is perfect and work isn't always fun, it is possible to do work you enjoy with people who support you. If you have neither of these things, it's likely time to reevaluate the work that you're doing and who you're doing it for. Who knows? Sunday nights might just be the perfect time to start your search for something more inspiring. We should also know if your Sunday night blues come with symptoms of anxiety such as headaches, heart palpitations, and losing sleep, and pop up every week without fail, you may want to find a professional coach or mental health professional to talk to. We literally wrote this article. Sorry.
I'm glad we worked with we work with BetterHelp, but I'm also triggered by the ending of that article.
I'm really sorry. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel the same way as you.
I know you do.
Like, shit.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. And we're going to talk about this in the next couple of weeks. Like,
careers.
Is it the career or am I anxious or is it both?
Listen, I think about this frequently because this feeling I have right now, I relate it to my work.
Yeah.
But I've had it in other jobs before. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Is it that I just haven't found the right job for me that really brings me
No,
joy?
Everybody gets this. I think even people who are entrepreneurs who make their own work get this because the rest of the world still will start on Monday, even if you have your own thing that you love so much. So I think it will always exist. But there's something to be said about adjusting your life so that the things that scare you aren't so scary. And sometimes that means making major life changes.
What?
Nothing. I'm just feeling anxious now.
I know. I'm reading the end of this article. I was like hoping that maybe there would be like a nice little quote at the end that made us happier. It said, yes, Mondays can be rough, but Sundays don't have to be so scary, filled with dread and anticipation of yet another work week ahead. With a little perception, planning, and presence, you can enjoy your entire weekend and the week ahead from now on. I really think that there are, I think there are multiple things you could do. I think there is preparation for Monday. I also think, especially in your situation, Liz, like, a lot of Sundays for you are leaving your boyfriend. Yeah. And like, that's tough. Like, the person you love, who's, you've said before, is pretty much your family. Mm-hmm. Having to leave that person most Sundays is tough. And so what's comforting about that is that that's not going to be forever. This is only a temporary thing. I mean, God willing.
Yeah.
It's not forever that you're going to have to leave Chris every Sunday. So like, eventually, that, whatever, I said that enough.
Well,
but you know, it's temporary. And so I think, regardless of your career, that's something that's going to get a lot easier over the years.
Agreed. Also, I can't believe it's taken me this long to talk about this, but they say the week start on Monday, but the strong start on Sunday, which is a Kanye West lyric.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, it's like a play on words, because like, the week starts on Monday, but like, he's saying the week start on Monday, the strong start on Sunday.
That's brilliantly written.
Yeah. Well, it's a story for a different day.
Yeah.
But we're not like Christian, and obviously like, Sundays are a day when a lot of people go to church, or it's like a very spiritual day, but like, that can still apply. Like, you don't have to believe the origin of the fact to believe in the practice of it, which is right. Like, you can do so many things on Sunday that are fulfilling and like, rich for you.
Yeah.
That like, will fill your whole week up. So I think doing things Sunday that are, you know, fill your soul is important. I love the advice about doing things that are fun, going on a hike. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, we can't necessarily go on hikes, but maybe we can. Like, we make it a Sunday thing, mm-hmm. to like, get out of New York City and go outside. But it's hard, and the career thing is definitely scary, but I think at least acknowledging that that's probably part of it is a huge step.
And talking about it, and you know, even if it's just like, to a friend or to someone at BetterHelp,
hit them up.
Being able to just talk about what's making you anxious can already relieve some of the anxieties,
which is why we do what we do.
I mean, I'm definitely feeling some anxiety right now, let me tell you.
Stick to your schedule.
I really want to.
Okay. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to this episode. It is coming out on Tuesday, so we don't have to feel like we're triggering people too much with the Sunday release talking
about
Sunday.
Who can relate?
Hey, Sarah, thanks. Thanks for making this episode with me.
I think I'm going to go record some TikTok episodes. I'm going to go learn. No, I mean, TikTok dances. I'm going to go learn some.
Okay.
Just kidding. I'm going to go sit in my room and sing, fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
I don't know the words. So
let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Okay. So with that, follow us on Instagram at It's Fine I'm Fine Pod. You can follow me at Liz Height. Maybe I'll be posting about my Sunday scaries on there. You never know.
You can follow me at Sarah L. Sassone. That's N like Nancy. And you know, if you're feeling like you really related to this episode, we'd love to hear from you about like, what you do with your Sunday scaries, if you have Sunday rituals or things that you do on Sunday night or Monday mornings to help you get through the week. So would love any and all advice, and would love to open the conversation and the dialogue with you all. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. I hope your weeks are great.
I hope your Monday is great. By the time you're listening,
love you.
I hope. Well, by the time you're listening, it's a Tuesday. So I hope your Monday yesterday was wonderful.
Yeah.
And with that, it's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Bye.
Kill it. Sorry, my hands are dead.